Wellington's bars and restaurants say the inner city desperately needs a spruce up for their businesses to stay afloat. They say increasing supply costs and waning customer numbers are causing more eateries to shut up shop, and the council has not made life any easier for them. They're pinning their hopes on consent and licensing processes being streamlined, which the mayor has promised to do. Sean Golding is the owner of five restaurants and bars in Wellington. He joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Craig.
Courtney Place has been in a dismal state for a wee while now. It really feels like its heyday has passed. What is going on?
Well, that's a tricky part of town. It's always been challenging for people to feel safe down there. And I think we do need a Courtney Place or something like that for young people to enjoy themselves. But I just think the way it's been managed by council and police has been too aggressive, and there's been no nuance really to actually sort out what is actually the problem there. So it's just all a wee bit aggressive in tone, really.
First of all, put it into context for me. Your establishments, what's the drop in foot traffic?
Well, I'm on Courtney Place. I'm up in Guzzy Street and the Hannah's Laneway and things like that. But we're noticing that there's just less people coming into town, and the comments we get from guests and hotels is that it's so shabby and a bit dirty. And that's pretty disappointing, because it's actually got a lot of potential, and knowing where the city actually was about 10, 15 years ago.
How many fewer?
That's a tricky question. I just think that's, with the lack of tourists is probably hard to gauge, and also the lack of students. We're down quite a few students this year, about 6,000 students who aren't at Victoria anymore as well. So I'd say there's a pretty good dent. We're up to probably like 15, 20% less customers, to be honest.
You mentioned the quality of the establishments in the city and the city centre. I mean, we're in the middle of a cost of living crisis. People are tightening their belts. They're eating in. Isn't that what's going on?
Well, I think that definitely contributes. That disposable income starts to get chipped away at, and the first things that go are generally people eating out. I would say it's going out for lunch and dinner. But what I actually find during when times are tough and people are watching their money is that the spending actually goes up in bars, because it's not seen as a luxury item and people's
drinking away their sorrows.
Correct. The midweek drinking in bars is generally up, but the actual spend in the weekends, where it comes to like what is seen as probably something going out and having a flash meal, is actually down. But they're spending just as much money during the week. It's an odd psyche New Zealanders have around that.
We're running another story today about university enrolment falling away. Is that part of the problem too? No boozy students?
Well, it's not boozy students at all. I think that's unfair to call them boozy. I think they have every right to enjoy their city as much as adults, and they obviously choosing places that are probably more prosperous and promise them more safer places to drink and probably earn a living. So I think they're a very valuable workforce, and also they have disposable income, which is required, and they love living in a city, and they should feel happy and safe, just like the owners and proprietors and all the current staff.
Sean, thank you for your time this morning. That's Sean Golding. He owns five restaurants and bars in Wellington.